I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. It's Miles Davis's 80th birthday today. The late jazz giant has a prolific career that spanned half a century. From bebop to electric fusion, Miles made classic, innovative music that has set a standard for musicians of all stripes. One of his most widely acclaimed albums is Kind of Blue, which features saxophonist John Coltrane. Poet Quincy Troup co-wrote Davis's autobiography and spoke extensively with the trumpeter about Kind of Blue. Here, Troup remembers one of Davis's signature songs.
Blue and Green was recorded on March 2nd, 1959, in New York City. Also in that session, So What, which is also a classic tune, was recorded in the same session. So it was a lot of great songs recorded in that session, which included Julian Cannonball Adderley, Miles Davis, Jimmy Cobb, Bill Evans on piano, and Paul Chambers on bass. Miles talked about being back in Arkansas, and he was walking home from church, and the people in the backwoods were playing these really bad, really great gospels. He couldn't see the people, but he heard these gospels coming in through the trees and over the trees, and it was dark, and he was about 6 years old, and he was walking with his cousin. So he said that gospel and that music, and also he had been listening to the music from the Guinean ballet, the finger piano. So all of that fused and came back to him with this feeling that he heard playing when he was walking through the back roads of Arkansas. And he started remembering what that music sounded like and felt like. He said that feeling is what I was trying to get close to in Kind of Blue. That feeling had got in my creative blood, my imagination, and I had forgotten it was there. I wrote this blues that tried to get back to that feeling I had when I was 6 years old, walking with my cousin down that dark Arkansas road. So he says he wrote about five bars of that and recorded it and added a kind of running sound into the mix on the whole album, because that was the only way I could get in the sound of the African finger piano. But he says, but when you write something and then guys play off it and take it someplace else, through their creativity and imagination, you can miss it. People were calling the song a masterpiece, but he says to me in the book that he missed it. He missed it on those songs, and he missed that feeling that he heard with that old black lady's voice coming through the woods. Bill Evans, who starts this tune, this masterful tune, and ends it, and with Miles and Coltrane and the bass up under it, playing this circular movement inside of the song. And on this record, Miles's tone, his playing, is wonderful. It is beautiful. It is classical, you know, in a sense, with the mute. And it is aching, and it is plaintive, and it evokes that loneliness on that back road, I think, in that dusky place in Arkansas when he was walking there with his cousin, and those trees and that darkness and all of those memories that he had. It's a masterpiece. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. One of my favorites, not just me, but a lot of people, Blue and Green. Still beautiful today.
Writer and poet Quincy Troupe on the classic Miles Davis song Blue and Green. He co-authored Davis's autobiography, Miles. Troupe's poetry collection, The Architecture of Language, will be out this fall.